Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You and I were having the conversation because the only thing, and I know I started this, yesterday, I was the one that put out the Twitter poll, would you rather face the Orioles or Astros in the ALDS? So how I perceive that conversation is, I think you can beat either team, but in baseball, you know as well as I do, matchups dictate your ability to win a championship or at least get to the World Series as much as anything.
Right, absolutely. That is something that matters, and it matters who's playing the best baseball at the right time, too. But so, you would prefer this Guardians team to go against an organization that has maybe a little bit of a lesser pitching staff, mm-hmm. considering what this lineup is. And, you know, if you have to face a tougher lineup, considering what the state of this bullpen is, I think that's a trade-off you might make.
Well, and but the one thing I don't like about it is it does get fear-based really quickly. Like, even the conversation about can they win the World Series gets a little cumbersome to me really quickly, because the answer is yes. Almost anybody that makes the playoffs now can. More often than not, it's going to be a big league, a big market team. I mean, Texas is not thought of that way. They are. Dallas is one of the top 10 markets in America. I actually think last time I checked, it might be top 5. So, like, but if you look at it, there is one of the best things about football is, one of the best things about baseball is.
That's sport too.
And football too, is we really haven't had any repeater champions outside of the Astros. So, it's been. The Dodgers have their year. The Nats have their year. The Braves have their year. The Astros come back around again. But so that's another thing that aids excitement there. But I was thinking more so, what would be the all-spite path to the World Series? Like, if I could guarantee you the Guardians were going to beat these three teams to win the World Series, what would be most satisfactory and honestly toughest to dispute historically?
So I think it might be a little bit different, toughest to dispute historically, because when you get to the end, I think the team changes. But I think in the ALDS, and you and I are going to operate here as if the Guardians do get a first-round bye, which they are in position to do, and it would be a very bad collapse if they don't clinch at least the top two seed.
Yep.
So we're going to go Houston in the ALDS. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there is some postseason history with those two teams. Back in 2018, the Astros swept the then-Cleveland Indians. Houston has been to the ALCS, I believe it is 7 or 8 consecutive years. They are the most successful organization of this era, I think is probably the fairest way to say it. Cheating or no cheating, they've been more successful than anyone else. I think it's the Yankees in the ALCS because of who they are. I know they've not had the recent postseason success, having not won a World Series since 2009, which to them might as well be 1948 the way it is to us.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take that in mind, and the last great team that Cleveland had, in my opinion, was 2017. That team lost to the Yankees. The last time the Guardians made it into the ALDS, that team lost to the Yankees. So I think that's the path there in the American League. If you want to go like the most indisputable, I think you have to go with the Dodgers. But if you want to go the spiteful route, I think it's the New York Mets because of Francisco Lindor. And I don't think Lindor should be somebody that is not liked in this town, but because of the way things ended there, because the Guardians weren't willing to pay him, and truthfully, because he's been an MVP caliber guy this year for the Mets, and he is, I think, the biggest reason why after, you know, when they were here in, I think it was May, that team just looked like they were in a complete tailspin and going nowhere. Francisco Lindor is a big reason why they're even in the playoff picture. So I think that's the answer. If you want to go most spiteful in the National League, the Mets are the answer there.
The only thing I would change is the Dodgers, because they are the evil empire.
I don't think they are. I think I don't think they are. I don't think people, and part of it's because they're on the West Coast. No one in Cleveland is staying up to watch Dodgers games when they're on nationally televised windows. I don't think people think of the Dodgers as evil. They've won one World Series since the 80s. I don't think people think of that.
Well, okay, but the Yankees were the evil empire, and they've won, one World Series in the last 20 years as well? That's more of a statement on baseball than it is on the Dodgers. I just look at any time a team can spend. So for me, when I say the all-spite path to a ring, it is what is the ultimate amount of bleep you that comes to your heart? Because the Dodgers really just symbolize what has been the excessive big market model in baseball. So and so being able to go from the Astros, who are the it team of the last 8 years, to the Yankees, who are the team that we have to hear about because there are a bunch of fans that are Yankees fans, even from here. And then going to the Dodgers, the current evil empire, the team that spends 4-1 or sometimes 6-1, what the Guardians can spend, I don't know. The Mets would be interesting mostly because I'd love to see Steve Cohen cry. But, man, I got to tell you, beating the Dodgers, being able to beat three major market teams would be salacious at absolute best there. I know we got to go, buddy, but again, where can people find you?
Real D Cunningham on Twitter.
And where will you be back next, or when will you be back, I guess is the right word?
Next Wednesday, two to four, you and I. It's going to be a blast.
You and I got a date on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Danny, great stuff, buddy.
Thanks for having me, man.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.